March 25th, 2019, the Solemnity of the Annunciation. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I preserved the Most Holy Virgin Mary from any stain of original sin. Her yes to my eternal plan made her the perfect vessel for the incarnation of my only begotten Son. She was my perfect instrument when she cooperated with my divine plan. She remains my instrument today as she intercedes for all who invoke her name. I have entrusted the peace of the world to her most immaculate heart. She is the instrument of any sincere effort towards peace. I have given her charge over all the angels and the saints, all of whom stand ready at her command. She is the treasure of my paternal heart. She is calling the remnant faithful together to join her in the truth. On her behalf, I speak today to call all people and all nations to arm themselves with the Most Holy Rosary, the weapon of these evil times. Cooperate with the grace she stands ready to give all who live in the truth. I honor her intercession just as she honored my invitation to accept my Son in her most holy womb. A note is given to read Luke chapter 1, 26 through 31. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Scripture verses be read by God the Father.